Hey there, it's Dr. Heidi. You're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, a podcast geared towards the things you may be misunderstanding about the difficult relationships in your life. I did not understand it when I was in it, but I definitely understand it now, and I want to share that understanding with you so that you too can find the courage you didn't know you had to make the changes you didn't think you could make. Hey everybody, welcome back. You're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, Rid Your Life of Toxic People. This is Dr. Heidi. I am recording this evening, late at night. My husband is actually out of town for work, and I have had some stuff really running around in my head the last couple weeks. Trying to put my finger on it, I can feel some frustration. I can feel a little anxiety. And I'm feeling at a loss of how to remedy this. So I decided to record a podcast. If it goes well, I will publish it. If I get it all recorded and I feel like that didn't work the way I wanted it to, I'll do it again. But I spend almost every podcast talking about the toxic people. Of course, why would I not do that? That's what I do for a living, right? But I'm watching people in the Strength Within support group, and I'm getting messages through Instagram, and I'm getting messages through Facebook, and I'm getting emails nonstop of people really, really struggling about being stuck. Now, I can absolutely relate to being stuck. Absolutely. I was stuck for a long time. I was stuck in my healing. I was stuck in my recovery. And so I get it. On this podcast, I want to talk about you a little bit. You know, it's all about what they do and why they do it and how we get out and all of the stuff that you guys were seeking when you found my podcast. But what I want you to do right now is picture something in your life. How do you see your future? Where are you living in your future? What are you doing different than you're doing today? What are you doing in your spare time? Who are you hanging out with? What do your friends look like? Are you laughing? Are you doing the things you enjoy? What kind of adventures do you have on your list of things you want to do in your future? I'm guessing some of you are having trouble even picturing what the future looks like, what you want in your life, where you can go from here, what your options are. So let me ask you, what are you waiting for? Easy for me to say, since I'm out and healing and on to helping others. But what are you waiting for? What does the word priority mean to you? You know, by definition, because I start all of my podcasts with the definition, and I'm not even that interested in English and grammar. And for some reason, I migrate to definitions. But the definition of priority is something that is being regarded as more important than another, or the right to take precedence or proceed before another. But when you hear the word priority, what does it mean to you? Because in the context of toxic relationships, I probably say 10 times a day when I'm on calls with clients, it's about making yourself a priority. And it's almost like that word is one of those words that's in one ear and out the other. Like, what does that even mean? And I think, you know, in the context that I talk about making yourself a priority, we're talking about putting yourself first. Okay, I just gave all the listeners a heart attack because we know how hard it is to even think about putting ourselves first, right? And putting yourself first is a form of respecting yourself, loving yourself, and taking care of yourself. Every one of you that's listening to this podcast took different paths to find me. Some of you found me through the podcast. Some of you found me through the website. Some of you referred by a friend. Some of you found a business card laying in the parking lot of an attorney's office. And just recently, I'm getting people that have found me on TikTok. It is usually this path that led you to me that is a reflection of how well you make yourself a priority. You know, when we get in situations like toxic relationships, we really feel like we're unworthy. You know, we're unworthy of love due to a rough childhood, or we're unworthy of love due to previously failed relationships. So we accept that as what we're worth. You know, we're not worthy of being successful because we've had a failed business, or our business is struggling, or we're struggling financially, or the economy's not working on our side. We're not worthy of being a priority because others' needs keep stepping in front of our own. Now, I am here to tell you, this is not my quote, so I can't claim it, but I also do not have the person that said it, that we do not get to choose what we are given. However, we do get to choose how we use what we are given. Those of you that I've talked to on the phone, many of you have said, yes, but I know you're saying I can do it, but Dr. Heidi, you're so strong. You're doing so well. You're not scared of anything. You don't care what people think about you. And when I hear that, my mind goes back to several years ago. If you saw the Dr. Heidi several years ago, you would feel like you're looking in the mirror. What I did is, because I felt like I was not in control of the life I was given in my past, I've chosen to do something with it. Some of the lowest times in my life was when I was on autopilot. You know, I did choose healthcare as a profession, and healthcare is serving. It's a service-oriented industry. Your patients are your priority. And then at home, your family is your priority. And your kids are your priority. Shoot, the pets are a priority. With all of those things looming over our head, how do we ever have time to put ourselves first? So when people think that I am so strong, I think back to those days where I was anything but feeling strong. There's never one spare moment in the day to think about the questions that I asked at the beginning of the podcast. You know, and when I think about the things that I used to say to myself, if I would say those to somebody else, it sounds ridiculous. You know, I would say to myself, I don't think that you're good enough to be friends with them because they would never accept you. I would say things to myself like, I cannot believe how fat you're getting. You used to be a size 6. There was one time that I thought about moving forward with my education, and I convinced myself that I was not smart enough to go back to school, so why should I even try? I may as well stay where I'm at. We say things like, I can't believe that he stays with me. Have you seen how beautiful his ex is? Okay, now from a different perspective, what if I would say those things to somebody else? You know, you're really not good enough to be friends with them. I probably would stay away. That's not a very encouraging statement, is it? What if you would say to somebody, I cannot believe how fat you're getting. You used to be a size 6. Okay, we don't say that to people, yet we stand in front of the mirror and say that to ourselves all the time. You know, I know you're thinking about going back to school, but you know, school's changed. Are you sure you're smart enough for that? Those are the things that we say to ourselves all the time, and we would never say it to anybody else. So through the course of toxic relationships, our worth goes down and we begin speaking to ourselves like that. Shoot, you would ground your kids if you heard them saying those things to somebody else out loud. Yet we give ourselves permission to talk like that to ourselves all the time. You know, and we put ourselves in bad situations. Why? It's too hard to get out. It's all we deserve. We made our bed, we have to lie in it. I made the choices, these are the consequences. Everybody else could be telling us that we deserve it, and everybody else could be saying that we can make changes, but our mindset keeps us in those situations. We stay in jobs that we don't love. We stay in relationships that aren't healthy for us. We stay because we believe that that's all we deserve. When is the last time you said even close to something positive to yourself? You know, we say stuff to our children all the time. You are amazing. When you grow up, you can be anything you want to be. You have a real gift. You should use that. We say stuff like that to other people all the time, yet we do not say that type of stuff to ourselves. We seem to make time for the things everybody else in our life loves, but we never get to enjoy the things we love. What is it that you've been waiting to do? I bet a lot of you can't even answer that question. How many hours have you sat at the soccer field because that's what they are doing? How many times have you watched the war movies because that's what he is watching? How many times have you gone to the only restaurant in town that makes only you sick because that's where they wanted to go? And how many times have you been on a road trip and listened to music that you can't stand because that's what they want to listen to? Now, those are just examples. I could keep going and going and going on those, but what do you feel like after you've had a whole day full of that kind of stuff? You feel last. You feel unimportant. You feel not like a priority. The saddest thing about this is we are actually doing it to ourselves. There's a meme that I post quite often in the Strength Within group, and it says, "What we allow will continue." Toxic relationships break our boundaries down to the point that we feel like we don't deserve to set them. I've also been in a place where I've tried to set boundaries, and toxic people walk through them so fast that we get disheartened, and so we quit setting them. Well, if you quit setting boundaries, there is no limit to how much a toxic personality will take. The more we allow this type of thinking to go on, and the more we allow other people to take advantage of us, without feeding ourselves the things that we need, of course we're going to feel sad. Of course we're going to feel hopeless. Of course we're going to feel like there's no way out. The old analogy with the lemonade pitcher. We're the ones making the lemonade, and everybody in our lives needs a glass of lemonade because everybody in our life is thirsty. So we are kind and caring and giving, and we love helping people. So we give everybody a glass of lemonade. And we give so much of our lemonade away that by the time everybody else gets their lemonade, the pitcher is empty. And who is the only one that is left feeling thirsty? And nobody else really cares because you were the one that gave all the lemonade away. And we've become so used to this treatment that we just go without. The only way for you to get some lemonade is then for you to go make some more, which then somebody else will need. So putting yourself last on the list all the time becomes a habit. It becomes something that you're so used to that you don't even bother changing it anymore. Now you make lemonade thinking, I know I'm not going to get any of this lemonade, so I'll just have water. So what is it that you're going to do to start making yourself a priority. With all of the things that pull you in all the different directions, husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, jobs, kids, friends, families, organizations, they're all fighting for your time and energy. So how are you going to keep up and how are you going to keep everyone happy? The relationship that you have with yourself should be the number one most important relationship in your life. Why? Because how are you going to keep others happy if you're not happy? How are you going to keep others healthy if you're not healthy? How are you going to be able to continue giving the things that you want to give to the relationships that you have if nobody is giving back to you, including yourself? This may be a newsflash. Building a bad relationship is just like building a good one. It takes time. And continually putting yourself last on the list is building a bad relationship with ourselves. It's a downhill spiral. It is self-doubt. It is low self-worth. It is low self-esteem. It's uncertainty. It's questioning yourself. It's negativity. It's feelings of being stuck and trapped. Does any of that sound familiar? So where do you begin? You know, this is the point where people will say, you just need to love yourself more. And you're like, oh, that's a great suggestion. Do you have any pointers on how I should start? Because you can scroll through any social media and find 92 things that are cute little quotes about loving yourself. Yet none of them give you the steps on how to start. So I'm going to give you a couple places to start today, and then we're going back to those questions that I asked you. First of all, where do you begin? We always seem to think we need to have all the answers before we can even start. You don't have to see the whole staircase. You only have to see the first step. And if you start today, you've already started. Start reminding yourself about the things you love about yourself. And if you can't think of them now, think of the things you used to love about yourself before a toxic relationship took over. Start being grateful for the things that you have, because the more we focus on the negative, the more negativity we pull in our life. And I'm sorry, you can find something to be grateful for every day of your life. Some days it might be just oxygen and coffee. But if you're grateful for oxygen and coffee, that's a good day because you have them both. I a lot of times will my alarm will go off because we all have our phones sitting right by our bed because nobody uses alarm clocks anymore. And before I even get out of bed, I'll write on a list two things I'm grateful for. Because the minute I do that, it starts out my day in gratitude, which gives me a different perspective than waking up going, oh, I have to do this for this person and this for this person. And I'm in trouble already because I forgot to do that. We wake up with our feet on fire because we have so many people taking things away from us and we never have time to give back to ourselves. Focus less on being approved of by others. This is another thing for me that changed dramatically. I used to be so worried that people didn't like me. I used to be so worried about what people thought. I used to be so worried that I offended somebody and I found myself apologizing for things I didn't even have to apologize for. You know who you are when I'm talking about apologizing? You say I'm sorry for everything. You're so used to being at fault that you say you're sorry for things that don't even involve you. So decide in your life whose approval matters and who doesn't. I used to walk into a room and hope the people in the room liked me. Now, after a long-standing healing process, I walk into the room and I hope there's somebody in there that I'm going to like. Because if they don't like me, so what? And if they don't approve of me, so what? And if they don't like the job that I'm doing, I don't care. I love it. But that's not the Dr. Heidi that you would have seen 14 years ago. I know not everybody likes me. And you know what? At this point in my life, not everybody matters. It sounds terrible, but if you're going to make yourself a priority, you have to quit worrying so much about keeping everybody else's approval. Being in an unhealthy relationship is worse than being in no relationship at all. I know that many of you struggle with exiting relationships because you are so worried that you're going to be alone. If you're worried about being alone and can't understand why in a relationship you're feeling lonely, I did a podcast last week on why you feel so lonely in toxic relationships when there are people around. Watch out for people who spread negativity, people who are jealous, people who play the victim, people who don't care. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably listening to it for one or two people in your life. But start looking in your more outside circles. Just because they're not the ones that are making you feel as trapped doesn't mean that they're actually the ones that will feed back the things you need to build your self-esteem and self-worth. Forgive yourself for your past. Forgive yourself for the situation that you're in right now that you feel like is so overwhelming, that you feel like is a result of the choices you made, and now you have to stay in it. Forgive yourself for that. The past is the past, but the past happens for a reason. And next year, where you are right now, is going to be the past. So whatever you're going through right now is happening for a reason. And I wouldn't be doing what I do today if it wasn't for my past. And I'm guessing that many of you wouldn't be listening to me on a podcast every week if it wasn't for something in your past or something that's going on right now. So just know, everything happens like it's supposed to. My mother used to say that. I've talked about that on the podcast. Everything does happen like it's supposed to. Because if I wouldn't have gone through what I went through to the extent and the severity that I went through it, I would not be any kind of leader. I would not be any kind of teacher if I hadn't experienced it firsthand. That is the reason I went through it, is to help somebody else. My past really isn't anything to me much more than a story I tell when somebody else needs hope. I don't hang on to it. I don't regret it. I don't wish I changed it. Every single thing that I went through during the course of the toxic relationships in my life, I have learned something from every single instance. And it's me learning something that puts me in front of you today to help you see that no matter where you are, you can do this. Start making the changes that you've been putting off. Now, I know that many of you feel like you've tried. Everything I try gets shot down. Every time I try to make myself a priority, it ends up in a fight. Every time in the past when I've tried to leave this unhealthy relationship, I always get sucked back in. That's okay. You started, and you've learned something from every single one of those times. You just start by starting. You know what keeps you stuck in places? It's not because somebody else is making you stay stuck. It's because of fear. It is easier for us to stay in something that's familiar than to step into something that's unknown. Even if the part that's familiar is bad, even if the part that's familiar is compromising your health, compromising your mental safety, compromising your physical safety, we feel like if we know what to expect, it's easier to handle than handling something that we aren't expecting. Don't compare your situation to anybody else's. There's always somebody who has it better than you, and there's always somebody that has it worse than you. This is not about comparing. This is about learning to make yourself a priority. Putting yourself in a position that you are comfortable with the direction that your life is going, regardless of how it affects other people. It sounds awful, when I say regardless of how it affects other people. We are programmed to worry more about what other people's needs are than our own, and we don't even see us deteriorating in the middle of it. Start doing something every day that makes you happy. I don't care if it's creamer in your coffee. I don't care if it's standing out in the sun and taking three deep breaths. I don't care if it's golfing. I don't care if it's shopping online. I don't care if it's ordering something on purpose just so a nice Amazon delivery person will come to the door and smile at you. Do something every day that makes you happy and start expanding that to two things a day. We are taught in toxic relationships that self-care is selfish. Toxic people want our attention all the time, keeping our attention off of ourselves. Self-care is not selfish. Every single one of you was put on this planet for something big. And each one of you is right now in training for that something big. Always listen to your gut. We've talked about your gut or your intuition on this podcast a lot. That's your body's natural instinct telling you when something's wrong. Do we listen to it? No, we ignore it because what are other people going to think? And what if it's the wrong decision? And what if I'm wrong? And what if I overreacted? And maybe I'm too sensitive. So I'm just going to pretend that my instinct is not talking to me. The senses in your body know before you know. So start paying attention to them. One of my favorite old phrases is if it walks like a duck, it's a duck. Don't convince yourself that it's not. Learn to say no. Now, I'm not talking about popping out in the middle of a very toxic relationship and saying no, because we all know what happens there. But start saying no to the people who don't have such an impact on your life, because learning to say no takes practice. So if you have to say no to baking brownies for the third bake sale this year, that's okay. If you have to learn to say no to not growing out with a group of friends that you know are not healthy for you, that's okay. Heaven forbid you have to tell your teenager, no, I don't have $20 that you can borrow this week. And if you're mad at me, too bad. That's okay. You know, as a parent, I learned this the hard way. I know this now. If your kids aren't mad at you at least three times a week, you're not doing your job. You're being their friend, not their parent. So start saying no to the smaller things, and it will get easier as time goes on. You're only here one time. You get to do this life one time. If you are not making yourself a priority, chances are you are not enjoying your life to its full potential. Start thinking about the little things that you can do to make yourself a priority. When I watch the posts in the Strength Within group, now there is 50, 60, sometimes 70 people joining that group a week. So I don't know everybody personally. I try to keep tracks of names when I have time. I try to read the stories so that I do have a sense of the struggles that people are going through. Email upon email comes into me about struggles that they're going through. So I am here to provide resources for this exact thing. And I want to be very clear to everyone on what it is that I do for a living. I left healthcare, 24 years of healthcare, to invest my life into walking people out of toxic environments, out of toxic relationships, out of relationships that are unhealthy. And this isn't just marriage. I help people with jobs, toxic coworkers, friends. I had three clients today with toxic parents. And I want to make sure that you know that I have resources out there because I read over and over and over how you are feeling stuck It weighs on my heart heavily, which prompted me to do this podcast tonight. What more can I do for you? My mission is to help you get out of places that are unhealthy and help you move on, discovering yourself, figuring out who you're supposed to be. What are your values? What do I want in my life? Where do I want to go from here? So I have written programs and I have many different options. I just want to make sure that you know that's what I do for a living. The things that you're asking through the Strength Within group and through the emails, that's what I do. So, what exactly are you waiting for? You know, there is a podcast several months, maybe even a year ago, about we sit in this cesspool of toxic and say we want out, but then we never make the move. And with my experience, because again, most of you know, I'm not a mental health professional. I'm a chiropractor by trade. I just know 100% that the extremely toxic relationship I went through has given me the tools that I need to help others walk out of it. So if you're reaching for something and you're ready, what are we waiting for? Let's think about picturing our life again. How do you see your future? Where are you living? What are you doing different than you're doing today? What are you doing with your spare time? Are you making yourself a priority? Are you doing things that you enjoy? Are you laughing? Who are you hanging out with? What adventures are you planning? What goals have you set? What businesses have you started when you think about your future? Those are the things that you need to start thinking about to get you unstuck. And if you need help getting unstuck, that's why I retired from healthcare. I retired to help you get unstuck. If you have suggestions on things that I can do more of to help you, let me know because this is what I do. I want to be able to help people that are walking the same path that I have walked. And I am open to suggestions. I am starting in May the Break Free Toxic Relationship Recovery Program. That is going to be the most intense recovery program I have ever put together. It's going to be online. It is in the works right now. But I want to give you the biggest opportunity you can to understand your situation for what it is, take it and accept it for what it is, and then start answering the questions that I read twice to you on this podcast. It's your turn. If you've been stuck and have gone back and got out and have gone back and found yourself in another one and stayed, it's time to get unstuck. It's time to get your life going where it needs to be going. A good place to start is obviously listening to the podcast. The Strength Within group, like I said, is growing daily. It is a group of getting close to 3,000 people, and everybody's in your situation. But let's stop repeating the mindset that we don't deserve it, that we're never going to get out, that these are the consequences for our choices. This is nothing that's wrong with you. This is something that happened to you. Toxic people program you to think and feel the way they need you to think and feel so they get what they need from you. All it is an unprogramming. It's getting your mind to think differently. To see things from a different perspective, to step out of the situation so you can look back into it and see it from a bird's eye view. It makes complete sense when you change the perspective that you're seeing it from. So I guess I'm coming from a place where I'm feeling a little helpless because there's so many people out there and I'm kind of good at what I do, and I want to help all of you. So if there's something that you think I can do more to help you, let me know. If you're interested in the recovery program that's going to start in May, go ahead and message me. I will keep track and get you the information when it's ready to start. I do sessions with new people every day, 6 or 7 sessions with people every day on walking them out of the environment they're in into the life that they're supposed to be living. So this week, ask yourself, what exactly am I waiting for? How long am I going to stay in this? Have I accepted that this is my life? And if I have, why? Try to answer those questions that I asked you. And if you can't, it's time to start rethinking how you think.